Paredes de Coura é música,
é gente,
é floresta,
é rio
e este ano
também é rumo.
Entrevistas, reportagens e vozes do público.
Acompanha tudo no nosso Instagram e em emissão.
Sunflower in the morning.
Sintoniza. Rumo a Coura.
Aqui com as Heinz, que acabaram de atuar aqui no Paredes de Coura, e vamos falar um bocadinho com elas sobre este concerto e também sobre o último álbum. Your latest album and fourth release, Viva Heinz, came out last year. The title feels like a manifesto of freedom, but it also deeply inspired by your audience, right? What does it represent for you at this point of your career?
It represents overcoming tough times, because after the pandemic we struggled a little bit. We had many problems to survive. It's not easy. This industry is not easy when you're an independent band, and somehow we managed to survive. We did the songs without really thinking if they were going to be listened by anyone, and suddenly they were listened by anyone and by a lot of people, and we're in the best moment of our career and we're really, really happy. So it's overcoming fears, problems and life in general.
Sí. Levantarse después de la caída.
So, Viva Heinz. You often talk about self-acceptance and female empowerment. Have those always been themes that interest you?
I think we've always, once before having the band, we were students, and to be honest, as students we never realized how tough could be to be a woman in the in the industry, maybe any industry, but probably the first minute we enter the music industry, we realized it's such a masculine world, and we started to feel less than them, and it was like, wait a second, why you don't respect me as much as you respect a boy? Like, I kind of do the same thing, but you respect this guy more than me. Like, we didn't get it, you know? So, It felt like, I don't know, important. It's always important to us to work great about what we feel and about the pureness of what we are going through. So it's more related to be sincere to ourselves and honest with what we go through than like choosing a theme or something like that. It's more like, we're going through this. Ergo, I'm gonna speak about it. Yeah.
See, we started the band for fun because we liked music. But the thing is, like, being a woman in this industry is political. Even if you don't want it to be, it's political and it's revolutionary, and it's something to talk about for a lot of people. Something to talk about. So we had to start addressing the subject.
Yeah. Informa is your first track sung entirely in Spanish.
Today in Informa. Pogo. ¿Se dice pogo en portugués?
No sé, mosh pit.
¿Mosh pit? ¿Se dice pogo?
Mosh pit.
¿Mosh pit? Mosh pit en festival. Perdón. Importante recalcar.
Informa is your first track sung entirely in Spanish. Until now you've written in English. Does that choice still feel natural for you?
Sí, sí. Ahora sí. Ahora sí. En su momento, in back in the day, I mean, as I told you before, look, we don't really, I don't think we make the choices and then we do the things. We probably do first and then like, oh wow, we made that choice. Like, we realize afterwards that we are doing that choice. Writing in Spanish came kind of natural because during 2019, we started to listen to more music in Spanish and sang in Spanish. So we elaborated that taste and stuff. Because before that, we only listened to English songs sung in English, not only English, but you know, all around the world. And it felt more challenging because you know all the words and all the context that every single word you're choosing and stuff. But then, yeah, it feels like out of your thoughts, you know. It feels like, as we think in Spanish, feels, I don't know if it's more rational even, I don't know.
Thank you, and great show.